Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Chinese President Xi Jinping said today they are looking forward to a new era of cooperation between the two countries. After the two held a short meeting in Beijing, Tillerson said the U.S. is looking forward to a first-ever meeting between Xi and President Trump, an apparent reference to unconfirmed reports of plans for Mr. Trump and Xi to meet in Florida next month.
President Trump places a very high value on the communications that have already occurred between yourself and President Trump, most particularly the very lengthy telephone conversation, where there were very good exchanges to improve the understanding of China's view of the relationship with the United States and President Trump.
Xi reiterated comments from his phone conversation with President Trump last month when the two leaders agreed to further U.S.-China cooperation. North Korea's news agency said they ground-tested a new high-thrust rocket engine today. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the test was successful and emphasized that the world will soon witness more. The test consisted of firing the rocket engine while it was held in place on ground, not powering a missile. A man who attacked soldiers at Orly Airport in Paris carried a gasoline can and, according to witnesses, put his air gun to the head of a woman soldier and shouted to other soldiers, "Put down your guns, put your hands on your head, I am here to die for Allah, in any case there will be deaths." French President Francois Hollande says investigators are looking into nonstop to determine if this was a terrorist act. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the meeting of finance ministers of the G20 countries was a success despite the ministers not reaching agreement to fully oppose trade protectionism.
During our meetings over the last 2 days, we as a group reaffirmed our commitment to international economic and financial cooperation, a belief in sustainable growth in the world economies, our work to strengthen balanced trade. We discussed important exchange rate policies, the international financial architecture, and a desire for open capital markets.
Citing President Trump's commitment to American companies and workers, Mnuchin pushed back on and effectively omitted a ban on protectionism from the joint statement released at the end of the summit. He did, however, say that the United States still believes in free trade. European Union's international development chief warns President Trump's proposed cuts to humanitarian aid go against the global development goals the United States committed to in 2015. Nevin Mimica says any cut or withdrawal of funds counters goals adopted at the United Nations.
We shall continue to scale up our role as the strongest global actor in development policy. We need good partners to do it more in a synergy and with the highest possible impact on development needs of the world.
Mimica was responding to a question about Mr. Trump's proposal to remove $17 billion from U.S. programs that send aid abroad. New research published in the journal Nature warning that Australia's Great Barrier Reef can only be saved if urgent steps are taken. Phil Mercer reports.
The Great Barrier Reef faces localized threats, such as the runoff of pesticides from farms and overfishing. But scientists believe its future depends on immediate efforts to reduce global warming. They say last year's bleaching of large parts of the reef was the worst on record. There's evidence that a similar event is occurring this year. Corals begin to starve once they bleach, the main cause of which is heat stress resulting from high sea temperatures. The World Heritage Body, UNESCO, has threatened to put the Great Barrier Reef on its in danger list because of mounting concerns over its health. In response, the Queensland State Government has released a discussion paper to look at ways to improve water quality on the reef, which is contaminated by fertilisers and pesticides from farms near the coast. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.